Fantasy, 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 fantasy Super Bowl!
I'm not prepared for this at all.
No.
I really wanted to do a podcast where we kind of put a bow on the season with like a lot of analysis and shit, but yeah. I didn't do any of that.
Oh.
Oh, Bryce.
I sent out a chat 20 seconds ago.
Okay, so when you handle that, I want to get some stuff off my chest.
Okay.
So recently I've noticed people putting like wooden contraptions over their plants to protect them from snow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Like the little teepee looking wooden contraptions.
Yes.
I saw a house, no kidding, had like 25 of them.
Okay.
In front of them, like various heights. One was like 12 feet tall. Their house, in the front of their house, it looked like such fucking dog shit that whatever plants they're protecting to make them look good in like the spring and the summer, you know, it's, to me, it's not fucking worth it.
They are less concerned about the aesthetic. They love their plants.
Every
plant. More about the health of the plant.
Every plant.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, this is a hobby of theirs that they take very seriously.
I can barely make it through the day without like fucking something up. The fact that they have time and desire to protect each individual plant from snow fucking blows my mind.
Maybe they're delicate. Maybe they somehow make money from these plants.
But like, it's not just them. This was an extreme example. But like, this is the first time I've even noticed this phenomenon at all. Like,
not me.
I'm just, why are some people so much better at life than me? Like, why do they have their shit together enough where they can spend time and energy on making fucking wooden teepees for their plants?
Because they're
the cream of the crop.
You know?
Yeah, well.
And you're
nothing, zero, yeah.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel like that.
Is that good for your psyche?
No, it's not.
To hear Macho Man?
No, there's a lot of
speak
things.
Speak down upon you?
There's a lot of things that aren't good for my psyche. Like this fucking boot I got on. Do you see this boot?
Yeah, you've showed up to another podcast with some sort of fucking pity device.
Well, see, what happened was the doctor diagnosed my knee issue, but not the real issue, which was a stress fracture in my tibia.
Ow.
So I'm taking up swimming.
Oh.
That starts this week.
Outdoor swimming in the ocean.
No, I'm going to swim at the Westford Regency. Do you remember that place?
Yeah, we lived there.
For like a month.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time I ever had Papa Gino's pizza. That was like such a rude awakening for me. That's when I knew like living here was going to suck dick.
Is that how you feel about it?
Not anymore, but in 2000, I was like, this is the worst pizza I've ever had. This is the worst thing Dad's ever made us do, and I want to move home.
And this year is not as good as the Dr. Dre album.
Correct. That was definitely the thing that went through my mind. I can't believe you're not more upset with these fucking wooden
No, why
things.
Would I care about that at all?
I don't know. You seem to care about some stuff.
Yeah, shit that matters. Not like someone putting fucking wood teepees over their plants in their yard.
So
it
I
doesn't
had,
affect me.
I had two subjects and I forgot the other one. So I hope you brought something to the table.
By way of Bryce, how come Taco Bell got rid of the double-decker taco when they literally have all the ingredients in-house to make it? I don't know, Bryce.
That's a good question. So, like,
we're talking about Taco Bell. This isn't like a regular restaurant where you can ask them to craft something out of their ingredients. It's like high school kids or grown-ups with low aspirations.
Yeah.
And you're asking them to do something that they're getting paid minimum wage, and they're just like, no.
But,
and you're like, no, man, you could go back. And they're like, no. Like, that's not how it works. I have a button. I press a button for what you want. It pops out of a fucking machine in the back. And my compadre back there slaps some dog food into the tortilla. And that's what you get.
Does the double-decker taco have its own unique wrapper? you know?
I don't even know what the fuck a double-decker taco is.
Isn't it just like a soft and a hard shell?
I thought that was half the items on the Taco Bell menu. What's
I think
a
that's
cheesy
Bryce's
gordita
point.
Crunch?
Yeah, I don't know. Bryce eats Taco Bell more than I do. I think I've had, I don't know that I've eaten Taco Bell in over 20 years.
Wow. I almost got Taco Bell within the past 12 months, but I didn't.
No, it's plus or minus, like, it's teetering on 20, but if I had to guess, I haven't had it in 18. That would be my guess.
I went through a combo Taco Bell KFC drive-thru one time at the end of one of my shifts because I got, like, held over, and I was, like, 6 hours past when I would normally eat, and I just needed to put something in my body. And then I ended up getting stuck in the drive-thru for, like, half an hour. It's one of those drive-thrus where, like, once you get in and then someone gets behind you,
you're done.
There's no way out. You're going all the way through, and it took like fucking half an hour. And when I finally got up to the window, the lady was like, "Sorry, everybody quit, so it's just me in here." I was like, "It's fine. Just give me some chicken. Give me some chicken nuggets." I was like, "Should I get a what are those called? Crunchwrap Supreme?" And then I was like, "No, I don't really want to be putting Taco Bell sour cream into my body."
So, like,
there's a significant delay on this computer, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So, I don't have my regular computer because I am not prepared for anything. So, this is my work computer that Andrew's using.
Exactly.
He's complaining about it. Andrew, if, like, knowing that your body's a temple and you typically will not
That's
eat
not true.
Fast food.
No, no. I eat fast food all the time. I literally had Chick-fil-A yesterday.
What's your go-to?
Just depends where I am.
No, I just mean like, okay, you're in that situation, but
Whatever's
you
closest.
Have every fast food place is equidistant. Where are you going?
You're gonna have to draw the line of like where it stops being fast food.
Can you I mean drive-thru.
Okay.
If there's a drive-thru and it's not obviously healthy.
Did that burp sound like the Tim Allen noise? We'll have to ask the listeners.
No. Okay. So give me your answer. And then if I feel like it's not fast food,
fuck. I'll I don't have one. That's honestly my answer.
You don't have one?
No, not at all. I mean,
you're boring as fuck.
If I lived in California, it would probably be In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah. You know why I love In-N-Out Burger?
Because the french fries taste like paper. But for some reason, I like that.
I think it's just fucking cheap. It's like $2 cheaper than any other fast food.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I went to In-N-Out like 2 weeks ago.
Are you including dollar menus, though?
Because
you
like
can go
items.
Like to Wendy's and like get like items. 65 yeah. things off the dollar
I'm talking
menu
about value menu.
$65.
I'm talking about value menu.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
No, value meals. Like not the $1.
Listen, I don't get the meals when I go to fast food places.
I know. I got it.
I don't want the fucking Coke.
I get it. Your body's a
temple. I don't drink Coke. So I always am like, I want the spicy chicken sandwich, just the sandwich, and then a large fry with no salt. And then they go, you want to make it a meal? And I go, no. If I wanted to make it a meal, I would have asked for fucking number two. I want just the sandwich.
Wait, so where is this?
Large fry,
no
salt.
Salt.
Everywhere.
What's the best no salt french fry? Like, how are the chicken?
It's probably McDonald's.
Really?
I like McDonald's french fries.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I like McDonald's french fries.
How do you feel about Five Guys?
It tastes good.
It is so expensive.
Yeah, it's like, it's significant.
Like, a burger's like $9. Fries are like $4.
You know what? It tastes good, but I will say their patties, the actual beef patty could be better.
Yeah. I just don't know where they get off charging so much. Like, yeah. I like it. I do. Probably like it too much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Do you want to talk about what you want your funeral to be like?
No.
I
was also at a funeral yesterday.
We both went to funerals yesterday? Yeah. What funeral were you at?
I cried at mine. Did you cry at yours?
No. Why? Which
funeral? What the, how the fuck do you go to a funeral and not cry, you sick son of a bitch?
So Danielle's grandfather passed away. He was going on 83, like 4 days from his 83rd birthday. He had COPD and very clearly was ready to go. So
talking about history, talking about
it wasn't
history.
As sad as most funerals are. But I have more to say about it once you talk about yours.
I went to the funeral for the police officer from Newport News, Virginia that was killed. That's from New Hampshire.
Okay.
So I went to her funeral in Lowell.
So that's for a younger person who
died. 24.
Yeah, that's rough.
And it was a long service with like family members telling stories. So
how many people were there?
A lot. Hundreds. Probably, like, if I had to guess, at least 300 people in the church.
So, and was there like a receiving line where you said your things to the family?
No.
No, so there was,
I've been
like
to those, but
so that's like the wake portion or whatever.
I went to both. I went to the wake for this one, and then I went to the funeral. They were on separate days. But the, so for like a law enforcement funeral, the wake, they usually have a law enforcement walkthrough where it's just like, you know, at 5 o'clock, all the cops line up and you literally walk through. Sometimes there's a receiving line, but that's only for like smaller.
Yeah.
More intimate.
So did you know this person, or was you there to just show support of the fellow police officer?
Yeah, just show support.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. So I had never been to a funeral with an open casket before.
Ooh, mine was also open casket.
Yours was open casket.
And first time I've ever been to one of those as well.
So I don't know how you handle a 24-year-old open casket funeral.
It was weird. It was definitely weird. I was not prepared for it.
Mm-hmm.
So
Danielle's grandpa looked kind of fake, which was the only thing that kept me from like...
Do you look like a wax figurine at Madame Tussauds? Yeah, that's what dead people look like.
Yeah. So that was a little bit weird, a little jaw-dropping. But this was really a wake, and then right after was the funeral. And I found myself somehow in the receiving line all of a sudden because Danielle was there, but I didn't know it was happening. So all of a sudden people start lining up and like shaking my hand and saying, I'm sorry for your
loss.
Oh,
you were receiving in the receiving line, not going through it.
No. I found myself in as a
receiver. Yeah. Let's talk about wide receivers. Football.
Yeah. So, but I happened to
athlete, yeah. That's how you got in that line, dude.
I didn't know I was in that line at first because I haven't been to a lot of these wakes. And then I'm like on Danielle's right side. So everyone's coming through there, you know, and they reach me first. And I have to explain to them who I am. So it's like,
do you, or do you just shake their hands and let them say something and then be like, thanks. And then they walk away.
Well, Stevie set that tone. He's saying, oh, I'm Lori Wooden's son. Okay. So I was like, oh, I'm married to Danielle Wooden, who's right next to me, who you haven't met either. And they're like, they look at me weird. Okay, weirdest comment. Mm-hmm. So at some point, this dude just looks at all of us and just all the kids, and he's like, man, you guys are beautiful. Keep up the great
more
work.
More seductive than sex.
That was really fucking
keep
weird.
Keep up the great work?
Yeah, it was really fucking weird.
Wow.
I assume that was for like Danielle and Lucia. Lucia being my brother-in-law's fiance.
Why do you assume that?
I think it's more uncomfortable to think that he was saying it about me or Stevie.
Why? You don't think beautiful is a term for men?
From another man? I don't
my
know.
My dick fell off!
It caught me off guard, to say the least.
Listen, it's an emotional event, and people get emotional, they say things.
Yeah. So I found out a lot about Danielle's grandpa. Like, he did a lot of shit, and he just was like the director of grounds at Lawrence Academy.
Mm.
So get this. Danielle was waitlisted there.
Sucker.
And her grandpa was the director of grounds.
Isn't that where she went?
Yeah, but at first she was waitlisted. It's like, how do you get waitlisted if your grandpa is like doing that shit?
They anyway, uphold the standard, dude.
No, but Danielle had
did grandpa go in there and like pull her file,
yeah,
and probably change it. There's a movie like that. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah. So yeah. Talking about my funeral. I don't want one.
Oh, okay.
I don't want an open casket. If it were open, I would want to be face down. Okay,
first of all, we definitely have talked about this season on the podcast.
Really?
Yep.
No open funeral for me. Open casket.
We talked about this. It ended up with, I think, a Weekend at Bernie's style.
Okay, yeah.
Going on.
Just throw me
high fives all around.
Throw me in a fucking dumpster.
Yeah. I've never been a receiver in a receiving line in that capacity. But one thing that I don't like is when I am going through a receiving line at a wedding where I don't know the couple.
Oh, God.
So Katie and I just went to a wedding, and it was like her friend from grad school. That I had met this friend maybe once, but I didn't really know her and I didn't know the groom. And then I'm like going through and I'm like, hi, thanks for letting me come to your wedding.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I gave you money.
And you could tell that like neither of them gave a fuck. And I stepped on the bride's foot. So.
Oh my God.
Her fault. She like lunged forward to hug me, which was weird. So I stepped on her foot. It's called asserting dominance. You should try it.
Let's talk about how Danielle was telling me I wasn't traditionally attractive, but you know.
Yeah, I would love to.
Yeah. Danielle definitely said that. She's like, I like how you're attractive. You're not traditionally attractive. No, she said traditionally handsome.
Can you get Danielle down here to tell us about this on the pod?
Well, we would have to take a slight break.
Why?
Because unless you want to.
Don't you have a phone? Can't you text her?
Sure. Okay. But yeah, so I don't know how we get to this topic, but she's talking about like me being, I think she said something about tall, dark, and handsome. And I was like, what about light, short, and handsome? And then it devolved into her saying I wasn't traditionally handsome.
That's called backpedaling and like covering one's tracks.
Mm-hmm.
No, I like the way you look because it's not what people like when it's what I like.
Yeah. So that gave me a lot of confidence to good show up here today.
Good.
Because
You were like, fuck it. I don't know if I can go to a Super Bowl party with my family if I don't think I'm traditionally attractive.
Well, traditionally handsome. Well, she used you as an example.
Oh.
As traditionally handsome.
Oh shit, I'm traditional? Yeah. You're not, dude?
Nah.
And I was like, oh fuck yeah, bud.
It's only a game. Why do you have to be mad?
It's only tradition. Why you have to
I don't
be
think
mad?
Danielle's coming.
Bruh.
I definitely had one more subject, but I forget what it is.
Alright, I have something that's been on my subject list from 6 months ago.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, I meant to get this clip for this episode. Maybe I can still find it. All right, I've got two. One is shorter, one is longer.
Okay.
Which one should I do?
Both, unless you want to save one for next year.
Well, did that happen to you?
That happened to me as well.
What is it?
I think I pulled them headphones out. Keep talking.
Hello? It was my mic. It's my ears. What is happening? Can they hear me? Can they hear me?
Yeah, they can hear you. Stop making this such a big deal. Okay, I remember my subject.
All right, I was in Lowe's the other day.
Okay.
Because I'm a man and I build things.
Oh, nice.
And I was chewing gum and walking through Lowe's.
Yeah.
And then I sneezed.
Oh, no.
And then like a couple minutes later, I was just like, where's my gum? And it was just fucking gone. So then I was like, okay, how do I, it's like, I was trying to think, I was like, I didn't throw it away. And then I realized, and it must've been when I sneezed, but you know, I'm sure you've sneezed gum out of your mouth before mm-hmm. in your life.
Sure.
You always like know it happens.
Yeah. I don't know.
You feel it or yeah. you see it. Neither. Sneezed. No gum in my mouth anymore. Don't know where it went.
Did you like somehow swallow it?
I hope not.
Yeah. That should last with you.
7 years.
7 years. That's where the 7 year itch thing comes from.
I don't know that.
It's because when you poop it out, it's a little itchy.
What's 7 year itch?
The 7 year itch, I think, is about being in a relationship for 7 years and then kind of growing tired and not as attractive.
What the fuck are you talking about? How does this have anything to do with swallowing gum?
I don't know. I'm just thinking about leaving Danielle after the not traditionally attractive comment.
I'd really like to hash this out.
So you never found the gum. Oh. When you were looking for it, was it
I didn't look for the gum.
But was that for more like giving yourself peace of mind, or did you want to prevent people from stepping on it?
I guess a little bit of both.
All right, that's good. Big of you. Do you want to talk about my subject before we get into your big subject?
Sure.
Look at my phone case right now.
Mm-hmm.
Describe it.
Feminine.
Very, right? So this is Danielle's old phone case.
Okay.
My phone case was this OtterBox phone case, but black.
Okay.
It fucking smelled so bad. It would stink up an entire room.
Why?
My phone case would stink up an entire room, so why? I had to throw it away. I don't know. It
smelled like what?
Old shoes and cat pee.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Why?
I don't know. It happened.
Smelling my phone case.
No, you wouldn't have to get
literally your, odorless.
You wouldn't have to get your nose that close
this
to it.
This phone case is very old. Odorless, completely odorless.
I don't
what
know.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. So I did bring it into a hospital setting, so I'm a little nervous.
Because you were like, sir, there's something wrong with my phone case.
I went into the
please,
ER.
Please, smell it.
No, it was so bad. I spent like a week trying to figure out what the smell was. I too kept bad. Smelling my feet and my shoes, being like, no, these seem to smell somewhat normal. It took me so long. I was like, why is it so near my face all the time? It's because it was my fucking phone case.
How did you finally figure it out?
I literally was like, wow, is this my phone case? Put it next to my face and like almost died.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So yeah. Anyway.
Like a breast?
Yeah, was it? Was it
like a breath?
So I have to buy a new phone case. Do you have any recommendations?
No, they all suck. That's my recommendation. All
right, give us your long-winded story.
Do I have a drum roll on here?
I think G Baby Cass typically does it for you.
Yeah.
I'm not
while
sure.
I'm gonna search for one. While I do that, I will say that Greg did text me and he said, He said, did you guys watch The Croacile Hunter?
The Crocodile Hunter?
Well, Croacile Hunter. And I said, is this supposed to say Chronicle or Crocodile? He said, Crocodile. And I said, the movies? And he said, the show. I never did, but Aaron did. Steve Irwin. And then I said, oh, I was thinking Crocodile Dundee. That was our whole conversation.
He couldn't bring something to the table better than that.
I don't think that was for the pod. I think that was just like, you know. Anyways, my topic is tipping.
Have we not talked tipping before?
I don't know. We probably have because I'm really fucking passionate about it.
Let's do it.
I don't want it anymore. I don't want it. That's really it. Make it go away.
So
pay waitresses a regular, normal fucking wage and do not require me to do some sort of equation to like try and communicate whatever the fuck tipping is supposed to communicate these days, which is apparently nothing. It's just, if you don't tip 20%, you're an asshole. And it's like, okay, then just put 20% on the bill and don't ask me to do this.
Yeah. So when it's a group of more than like seven, they'll do 18%.
Great.
So like if they just put that on the bill, every restaurant puts that on the bill. And then every person that I come across, other than a waitress or waiter, I'm not tipping you. So don't touch my bag thinking like I'm going to appreciate you putting it on the bus, because I don't want you to fucking expect a dollar bill from me because I don't carry cash.
Yeah.
Like it's so awkward.
I don't want to do any over-the-counter transaction where now you're flipping around your iPad and asking me how much I want to tip you. I don't want to tip you anything. Yeah. Like,
oh my God.
I don't want to tip you anything. I don't want you to print out the receipt with the tip line.
Oh my God.
I don't want you to do that.
So
I just want you to get paid what you deserve and not rely on me to try and like communicate that with some additional money. I don't get it. It's stupid and it should go away. They don't do it in Europe.
No. You're so European now.
I'm not, but they don't do it there.
You dress European.
I'm wearing a Mike Vrabel jersey.
Mm-hmm. It's when I'm picking up food, you're right. I hate they print it out and then they just say, sign this, but there's a tip right. line.
Oh,
so it's
yeah.
like,
yeah.
So I have over the years, I've gotten comfortable with just fucking drawing a line there and then putting the total as a total, signing it and just handing it back saying.
That's what I do. If I'm picking up food, I do not tip.
Yeah, because I'm spending gas, you know?
I do not tip if I'm picking up food. The only thing that I think makes, well, I don't know. I won't go that far. There's probably several things where tipping makes sense, but honestly, food service is not one of them. It's not one of them because they're like, oh, well, it's supposed to be a reflection of the service you received. It's like, okay, well, what about when like my food comes out fucked up?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't, that's not the waitress's fault. Oh, okay, well, how, okay, can I just not pay for the food then and only tip the waitress? Well, no. Okay, so how the fuck do I like communicate my displeasure with this food yeah. service? And so it's bullshit.
Also, I'm always getting fucking like sob stories, like the people that worked in like food, like the service industry, and it's like they work on tips, and I'm like, they also do way fucking better than almost anyone that has a job that doesn't require a degree.
Yeah, well, they're not slaves. Yeah. So, like, if you don't want to work for tips, you don't have to. But I'm not, like, saying, oh, they should be paid $2 an hour.
No, they should be paid.
Pay them just a normal fucking wage and make tipping go away.
Yeah, I'm fine. 18% on the fucking bill. Let's stop playing this goddamn game.
I don't want to see it, though. I don't want to see a line item that says gratuity, 18%. I just factor it into the cost of my meal.
Oh, and then when you're doing like a wedding, like when you pay for your wedding, it's like gratuities fucking included and shit. And it's like, well, this is your fucking job. I don't care if you're doing it specifically for me or not.
Wedding surcharges should be illegal.
So I had an interesting.
You go to buy a cake and you're like, yeah, I want this cake. It's fucking a 12-inch, 2-tier, circular. Vanilla cake with chocolate frosting.
It's for someone.
And they're like, oh, okay, $20. And you're like, hey, I want this 12-inch, 2-tier circular vanilla cake with chocolate frosting. It's for a wedding. $6,000.
It's for my friend named Wed.
Yeah.
Last name Ing.
Can you write that on there? Because most people have wedding written on their cake. No, I seriously contemplated getting a cake for our wedding. When we ended up just having our caterer make the cake, but mm-hmm. when I was like shopping around and looking at specific bakeries, I was like, I'm not fucking telling these assholes it's for a wedding.
No.
I'm going to say, they're going to be like, oh, it's pretty big. What's it for? Family reunion.
Funeral.
Yeah. it's funeral cake. yeah. Yeah.
My child passed away. Can I, haircut tipping?
That's like one of the services where I can understand it
mm-hmm.
because like I really want you to be trying and do a good job. But at the same time, it's also like, I don't know.
All right, let me paint you a scenario and tell me what you do in it.
Okay.
All right, so you go to a place you've been going to for a while. Mm-hmm. But you're in a rush and you just take whoever's available.
I don't do that. So,
all right.
Situation denied.
You're stupid and you do this. It's this old lady that like spends
false. I would never let an old lady cut my hair.
Spends the whole time talking about how everyone thinks she doesn't know what she's doing, but she's been doing it for 54 years.
Oh, man, that really helps.
And then...
That makes me feel great.
And then...
you know, I almost got fired because the boss said I suck at cutting hair.
No, it's not that. It's the people whose hair she cuts.
Oh, even better, yeah. Everyone complains about the haircuts I give
them. And it's like, you ask for one thing, and then they tell you exactly why they're going to do it slightly differently. Anyway... I end up having to come back like 2 days later. I looked at the schedule, figured out when she wasn't going to be there, and had to get it like fixed because my haircut was lopsided as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was like two different haircuts. It was crazy.
Okay.
So I go to this guy and, you know, this time I realized that I can go online and like sign up for a specific person like online.
And then she's there.
No, she's not there. Damn. But I go to this guy. He spends fucking longer than she spent the first time fixing it. And was like, yeah, this is a problem. I'm tired of these people working here. But then he's like, I can't charge you. He tells me.
Yeah.
And then he slips in there like, you know, it's costing me money, but I can't in good conscience charge you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
What is the cost of
19.
A haircut?
19.
So look, first of all, you're making a lot of haircut errors in your selection here.
Uh-huh.
A $19 haircut, you fucking get what you pay for, number one.
No, this the guy
number is two, dead. I don't let anyone cut my hair who I haven't seen pictures of haircuts they've done on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
If they don't have an Instagram, they don't touch my hair.
Where do you go? What do you spend on a haircut?
Well, that's a interesting question because I'm slowly getting priced out of my barber. So my barber... Well, first off, to answer your question, I don't know, like fucking $15 that I would give to this guy. Did he do a good job? Like, did you?
Great job.
I don't know, fucking $20.
I gave him a 20, and yeah, he was like refusing to take it, like for like 5 minutes.
Then you just throw it on his desk.
I eventually did.
And just be like, bye.
It was fucking weird, but
anyway. So when I started, like I just said, I'm very picky about my haircuts. So I found someone who I was like, oh, she does a very nice haircut. Started going there. I think it was $30, mm-hmm. which is like on par with what I've typically paid for a haircut from like a skilled barber.
Sure.
Then like a few months in, the barbershop posted on Instagram and they were like, oh, promotion. Apparently barbers can get promotions for my barber. And now her haircut is $35. I was like, all right, whatever. She cuts a really good haircut. I can afford to have my driveway pull out now. Like, I feel like I can afford a $35 haircut. And then like 3 months ago, oh, promotion. Now her haircuts are $40. And I'm like, okay. I'm slowly getting priced out of my haircut. So like, and then back to tie this into tipping. The more expensive the haircut gets, the more my tip comes down or my tip just stays the same.
Yeah.
It's like, look, I'll give you $5 as a tip for a haircut, but like it keeps getting more expensive. And then they flip the iPad around and it's like, how much do you want to tip? 15%, 20%, 25%. It's like, no, I just want to give her $5. Like, yeah. I don't understand why the haircut is the exact same. The time she's taking is the exact same. Why am I now having to like tip more? So I have a $40 haircut. I only tip $5 on it. $45 is a lot for a haircut. So then like, so now because it's so expensive, I can't justify getting my haircut more than like once every 4 weeks, which then in turn gives me anxiety because like my hair gets kind of long for my job. So I'm looking at trying to find a barber that'll cut my hair for like $25, then I can go twice as much.
What if, would you ever do two people? Like you do this woman like once every 2 months or something? Or is that just stupid?
I think that would just get too complicated for me to like coordinate.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for, like, I'm looking to get go to the next level.
Well,
but
one thing that I did.
This place is right next to my work.
Once upon a time, what I would do back before I had, you know, fucking made it and could afford to get my driveway plowed, I would get my $30 haircut every, I think it was still like every 4 weeks.
Yep.
But like every 2 weeks, I would go back in for a cleanup. So they would just kind of like clean it up around my ears and my neck and just kind of like zap off some of the flyaways. And they would charge me like $15 for that. So it like wasn't a full haircut. So that was like an intermediate class. And
so could you do that like somewhere else?
I don't think so. That was like a special relationship that I had with that barber.
Because you tip so well?
No, I think just because he'd been my barber for like 5 years.
Because you're traditionally handsome?
Probably because I'm traditionally handsome. But then that barber got addicted to heroin and stopped coming to work just out of the blue. Just one day, just didn't come into work and never came into work again. And then the shop that he owned closed. No one knows where he is.
So. Couldn't you track him down and force him
to
get a haircut?
I tried to track him down.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Like some jails have like rosters that you can query online.
Yeah.
And I was like, this dude definitely got arrested. So I like looked in the jails around where he lived.
Were you going to go visit him?
Didn't find him.
What was your end game?
Just to know.
So you know you had to go find someone else? You couldn't
just to like know like
he would be in your life again?
Just for closure, I guess.
Sure. Emotionally.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about our season? Want to put a little bow on it?
Sure, I don't know. Did you ever buy your jersey?
So, funny thing is I've tried like 6 times. I don't think the NFL shop restocks in the off season. Christian McCaffrey has been sold out for like 2.5 months.
So buy it somewhere else. Is that who won?
I think so, because didn't at first it was Darius Geis and
everybody
then
changed their votes.
The Kesslers saved me. So I want that blue one, you know? I like the blue.
You can definitely find it somewhere else.
I can find it on eBay, but it's from fucking coronavirus China.
That's true. I don't want the coronavirus, but I would typically buy my jerseys from China.
So would I, but I mean, we live in a post-coronavirus world.
I don't want coronavirus.
Like, is this the end of the world?
No.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. That reminds me. I have this picture that I meant to text out to you and Bryce.
Okay. Text it out.
It's the coronavirus.
Did we ever just like totally acknowledge the fact that I'm the champion?
No, we're not going to.
We're not? You don't appreciate second place, though? Like, you got second.
Who fucking cares?
You got second. I got first. Look
what do I get out of second place? Nothing.
Do we want to establish, like, going forward?
I might buy myself a jersey, though.
Which one?
To commemorate my team.
Kittle? Yeah. You should have bought Kittle.
It's definitely
so
Kittle.
I want a Kittle jersey.
It's definitely Kittle with the shadow numbers.
So I in my other serious league, I had Kittle and Lamar Jackson.
I won
that league too. And I kept forgetting Kittle wasn't on my team in this league because I kept wanting to get a Kittle jersey instead.
I want a Kittle jersey.
Speaking of champions, Super Bowl's tonight.
It is. So I'm just thinking, let's go over a few things for next year.
Speaking of champions,
I want to make some decisions right here.
George Kittle.
Should I get a trophy?
No, you get a jersey. We already fucking made that.
No. Should decision. I buy a jersey, but do we also want a trophy?
I don't know.
Like a trophy that gets passed around and we have a little plaque on it. Do we want that? Or do
that
we...
makes a logistical nightmare because then someone's got to be responsible for getting the plaque engraved and mailing the trophy, and I'm just not going to commit to that.
All right, fine. Just a jersey.
Maybe we can have a commemorative spreadsheet on Excel.
Sure, perfect.
That says in 2019.
What are we going to charge next year? $10?
I mean, that seems reasonable.
$10, so we have the pot for the jersey.
Okay, what does a jersey cost off? What does it cost exactly from like NFL shop?
$99.99.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were like $120.
Well, no, there's it's various degrees.
I'm not talking about a jersey.
No, it's $100.
All right, so $10 that no one is going to send. So
No, I mean, we can hit them up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $10 each next year. I will have a Christian McCaffrey jersey on the first. I'll be wearing it our first podcast next year.
You have to wear it during the draft. That's also a rule.
Can we
do slow drafts offline? So that means you have to wear it for like 3 weeks straight.
Can we please talk about an in-person draft?
If you don't wear it for 3 weeks straight, you have to put it on prior to making each pick. And if I fucking catch you making a pick without it on, it gets rescinded, and I get to choose which player takes the place of whoever you select.
Can we please, if I pay to fly Bryce out, can we please do an in-person draft?
Yeah, we can certainly try. All I'm right. still much That's more concerned about, you need to send me a picture of every time you're making a pick with the jersey on.
I know. Well,
put it to the chat when you do that.
Okay. I will do that.
And have Danielle hold up a sign with like the date and time so we know.
No, I'm going to be like going into my work bathroom to put it on.
Yeah.
Taking a weird ass selfie.
That's like, what's that show called with Mitch and Cam?
Oh, I don't fucking remember.
My Good Life. What's that show called?
Mitch and Cam. Oh, Modern Family.
Modern Family.
Yeah.
The Halloween episode.
I didn't see it.
Where Mitch has a Spider-Man costume on.
Yep.
Because he thinks that everyone in the law office is wearing costumes, and then he shows up and no one else is.
That's
so then he puts his suit on over his muscle Spider-Man costume, and then everyone's like feeling his muscles, and they're like, oh man.
Look at you.
Yeah.
That sounds funny. So, nice. Do we want to tweak anything about the rules of this league?
I'm fucking firmly out on keepers at this point.
Just out.
I'm just out. I just think that the league worked so well this year in terms of parity.
Okay.
Like competitive down to the wire. Like we only knew what two teams for certain going to literally the last week.
Yep.
I think that's like perfect. I don't want to fuck with that at all.
Anyone could have had a bye. Almost anyone could have had a bye.
I just think redraft is more exciting.
I like redraft.
And I also don't, whenever you do keepers, then you have to start getting into like draft pick trades and it just gets more complicated. I want to keep it as redraft. I'm out on keepers, but I do want to add every week an extra game against the league mean.
So we're doing like.
So that takes care of your lie.
Yeah. Top five. So we're playing two games each week. Top five performance and then a head-to-head matchup.
That's right.
I'm all about that.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, we should do that. Can we do that in Sleeper?
Yeah.
Nice. How do I get more cookies for a new mascot?
I think you have to like recruit new people.
Fuck. Did you get a bunch of cookies? Did you recruit everyone?
Yeah, I got a bunch of cookies for recruiting everybody.
Fuck you.
So.
Fuck that.
Was your mascot random?
Or
did you purchase it?
It was random.
Or, I mean, you still have to purchase the random ones, but like mine, I bought it. It wasn't a random selection.
Oh, wow. You had a lot of cookies then. Yeah.
I still have, let's see, I still have 60 cookies.
Wow. I think that's a lot, is it?
I don't know.
Okay. So no more, no new rules. We're not adding 12. We're not going to 12.
No, I don't think we should.
It's kind of a, I may still go with a trophy.
I think 10 is the sweet spot for football.
I may take trophy responsibility.
Okay. You end up fucking smelling like feet and cat piss.
That's possible. I'm trying to locate one I had in like 2011 called the Regal Eagle, and
it has like a halo guy on it.
No,
draw a football helmet on him.
No, it was like a bronze eagle that I found at like a consignment shop.
Okay.
But anyway,
how about everyone in the league has to mail you some random article that will be formed into a trophy?
You expect a lot from me. I can't make things.
Yeah, but you can take it. Yeah, you can fucking glue shit together.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know, Stevie can make things.
Stevie can make things, but he has a, I was doing demo on his house today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring him up. Was that head that he found in his fireplace watching over the demo?
No, he got rid of it. Thank fucking Christ.
Oh my God.
But like, how much exposure do I need to have to like lead-based paint before I die?
Ask mom.
Okay, because I don't feel right today, and I feel like I inhaled some shit.
That's all in your head.
Yeah.
That's all in your head.
Okay. So is there anything else you think we need to address before wrapping up the 2019 fantasy football season?
Ryan admitted to me that he took hallucinogens and that after his experience, he no longer believes in experts, the concept.
When did he tell you this?
I don't know. I probably shouldn't have said that. Maybe it was in confidence. He didn't say, don't repeat this.
But like, what? Like no experts?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not an expert in fantasy football?
No.
Oh. Well, fuck him.
There's no such thing. The concept of expert is flawed. Mm. Shh, Dad's here.
Dad's here? Okay. Oh, I was hoping it was Danielle.
Me too.
Yeah, I think he's getting beer.
Nice.
A
burr.
Any parting thoughts?
Are we already there?
I think so.
Did we mention that the Super Bowl is on tonight?
Yeah. Who you got? Who's your pick?
Hang on.
Is that our first segment?
Yeah, let's talk Super Bowl.
Okay.
I want the 49ers to win.
Yep.
My concern would be, this is what I see happening. I see two out of every three Chiefs drives go like three and out. And the 49ers defense looks great. And then on that third one, Joey Bosa flushes Pat Mahomes out of the pocket, and then he just drops one over the secondary's head for an 80-yard touchdown. Mm-hmm. And then my fear is that even though it looks like the 49ers are a better team, they just can't keep offensive pace mm-hmm. with the Chiefs. So I don't know. I want the Niners to win. I'm worried about them not keeping pace with the Chiefs offense.
I want the 49ers to win. I do not respect the Chiefs. They extended Tyreek Hill after he broke his kid's arm. So I think mm-hmm. they're a piece of shit franchise.
Whoa, dude.
And I
let's peep that out.
I hope they never succeed, to be honest. And I got the 49ers. I think that their defense is for real, and I think that the Chiefs defense isn't.
All right, I'll make a full prediction here. This is what's gonna happen. Exactly what I just said is going to happen through the first three quarters.
Mm-hmm.
In the fourth quarter, Mahomes is going to throw a pick to Richard Sherman.
Yep.
And the Niners are going to go up by a score.
Yep.
The Chiefs are going to get the ball back and have a chance to drive and win. And Andy Reid is going to mismanage the clock. And time will run out, and the Niners are going to win.
Oh, that would be beautiful. I think Raheem Mostert Raheem Mostert's going to rush for a pair of TDs, and the Niners are going to win 31-24.
And who will be the MVP?
Raheem Mostert.
Ooh. My MVP is Kyle Juszczyk.
Wow.
He's not going to win, but he'll just be my MVP.
Okay. In life or what?
Just in the Super Bowl. He's going to throw some nasty lead blocks, dude. You're going to fucking see.
All right. So the next time we're going to be potting is pre-draft?
Probably. Unless I like go to Greg's house at some point and just want to do an emotional voice podcast.
Well, you can do that. That doesn't have to relate to fantasy.
Yeah, but who else is going to listen? Like, I have to release it as a fantasy podcast, otherwise no one will listen to it.
Oh, you mean because we don't have anyone subscribed to the Emotional Voice?
That's right. It doesn't exist yet.
So, we can put it on this stream, but you could also have, like, a different intro and stuff, you know?
No, I don't know how to do that.
All right, well.
How do I use this? Oh, there we go.
Well, it's 6:00. You want to go eat some shit?
Yep.
All right. Game over.